Bayard Rustin is basically the man that single-handedly changed the course of American history. But he's largely been left out of the history books, mostly because a lot of the times he kind of played in the background, and you know, we tend to like forget about the people that actually make stuff happen. And then secondly, he was gay, and I think that a lot of the narrative of the civil rights struggle, you know, having a gay man who kind of put it all together, I think that comes at odds with the narrative that likes to be presented sometimes.
He was very instrumental in the August 28th, 1963 March on Washington. He was also the last person to speak at that event. Why was he chosen as the chief architect?
Because I think that at the time, nobody had the skills like he did to organize and to get it together. And Bayard was just brilliant in being able to figure out how to mobilize people. And so I think that that is really his legacy, is that he was just such a great organizer, a community organizer, and it was partially his idea. And when it was time to happen, I think that everybody around ultimately agreed that, you know, he was the guy to do it.
What was his relationship like with Dr. King?
You know, I think that their relationship became complex because at first, King was very much his mentee, so to speak. You know, Bayard was his mentor. And then I think that, you know, King began to find his own stride and began to do his own thing. And then also they had a little bit of a falling out. There was a point when they were going to protest the Democratic National Convention, and they were threatened by a Democratic congressman, Adam Clayton Powell, to basically drop the protest, or else Powell would tell the media that King and Bayard had a relationship, a physical relationship. And, you know, Bayard, I believe, hoped that King would defend him, and King was kind of silent. And, you know, I think that really hurt. And ultimately, their relationship was healed. But I don't know if it was ever 100% the same. But I know that they had a lot of affection for each other. Bayard had every right to feel hurt when, you know, basically he taught Martin Luther King the practice of nonviolence. And Martin Luther King would not be Martin Luther King without Bayard Rustin.
You know, and he used his clout to champion gay rights. What were his contributions to the gay rights movement?
So, and you know, in the 80s, he started lobbying for gay rights, and he was a part of a bill being passed in New York that basically placed homosexuals on a protected list of people that needed to be protected as far as discrimination and so forth. And when that law was, you know, being challenged, Bayard was able to lobby people in lawmakers into keeping that law in effect. And so, you know, he was very effective in working inside government and also working outside of it. I think that every American is a part of Bayard's legacy. I think it's really easy to think about the civil rights struggle as a struggle for African Americans, but really it was a struggle for the United States and for everybody. This country would not be what it is today without Bayard Rustin, black and white.